I'm excited this afternoon, get to come out, put the pass on. That's when the real football starts. You know, everything we did in the spring up until this point doesn't mean a thing, you know, if we don't go out there and just execute, play fast. So put the pass on, you know. It's going to be a fun day, especially up front with the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen. You know, we've been down here in Mankato for about 4 days now, and the Minnesota State University facilities have been off the wall and off the charts. You know, every year we come down here, every year I come down, I'm excited. You know, the fans are here, and that's a great atmosphere, and it just lets you know that football is back. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we have a short training camp ahead of us, so that just means that, you know, we have to make every day count. And we can't have any days where we're taking a step back. And that's Coach Zimmer's message. You know, there are no excuses this year. You know, we just have to continue to hold each other accountable and play Viking football.
Potentially help you with, you know, his characteristics, his size, his catching radius. How can
that help you out? I think it's going to help us out a lot. And there's a reason we drafted him in the first round. You know, he has nice size. He has nice size, big catch radius. And he's a guy, if you look at Coach Turner's track record from back in the days, you know, he had those big receivers who would go across the middle and do different things. So, you know, Laquan, he's going to continue to remain a student of the game and learn from those guys in that room.
We've seen you throwing it deep a little bit so far in camp. That's what we've worked on coming in.
You know, it's just taking what the defense has given me. It's part of my progressions. And, you know, it goes back to me having that aggressive mentality, you know, and being relaxed physically. So when I'm out there, you know, I'm physically relaxed, but, you know, my mindset is to be aggressive and attack and take what the defense has given me.
How do you get a sense for timing on those deep balls in practice when sacks aren't a possibility?
You know, it's all about playing in rhythm. You know, as long as you're playing in rhythm, you know, what's going on around you doesn't even matter. You know, you hit that fifth step, the ball should be out. You hit that seventh step, the ball should be out. So having that clock in your head, you know, it factors out, you know, the pass rush.
Teddy, it seems like Adam Thielen has an increased role each time we're back here. What do you see from him?
Well, Adam's a guy who plays with a chip on his shoulder. You know, I asked him a question in the locker room the other day, how many stars did he have coming out of high school? And he said he had NR next to his name. So, you know, he's a guy who he comes from here, Mankato, you know, Minnesota State University. He's a Minnesota, you know, resident. So it means a lot to him, you know, to wear the purple and gold. So every year that we've been back here, he's just been, you know, making progress. And that's what you want to see in the guys each year, each day. You know, you're taking advantage of the days and making progress.
And when you talk about playing in rhythm, does that take some time to develop that and just trust that you can play in rhythm and make all the throws and not worry about the rush?
You know, it doesn't take time. You know, I feel like, you know, as long as you're playing in rhythm, you know, you trust what's happening. You know, sometimes you want to see things happening, but in this league, when you're seeing things, that means you're too late. So you have to anticipate those throws and, you know, trust that your guy's going to be in the right place at the right time. And that's what it all comes down to.
On the seven-step routes, what's your comfort level now compared to, like, when you came into the league?
You know, honestly, we've been doing seven-step drops since I got here. And, you know, my comfort level is just – it's pretty much where it was 3 years ago. You know, I was very comfortable 3 years ago, and I just have more experience in the system now. So, you know, I know what to expect. You know, when plays are called, I know what guy we're, you know, trying to get the ball to and things like that. So the seven-step drops is just something that's, you know, comes natural to us in the system.
How hard is it to do it at the same, whatever you've got the adrenaline going, drift at the same speed so that you can get the receivers time to get open to
you? You know, yeah, it's just a natural thing. You know, you play in rhythm, and the rest take care of itself.
You ended up talking a lot about throwing to a spot and not necessarily looking at the receiver as much, just dropping back and throwing at the spot, trusting they're going to be there. Are you at that point with these guys yet where you feel like those timing throws are going
to
be there?
Yeah, I'm definitely at that point, and I'm going to continue to get better, you know, in that field and all the other fields that I feel like I need work in. So our coaching staff have been doing a great job of just working with us so far, you know, and just have to continue to just play fast.
Who ended up showing up that part two of the Teddy Two Gloves passing the
cap? I had Cordero, Stephon, Michael, Kyle had a bunch of weddings to go to that week. Charles Johnson got married that week. Adam came down and Isaac Freakley came down. So it's a pretty decent group.
Was that in July?
Yeah, it was in July. It was very hot. You know, we were down in Miami, so now the guys, you hear the guys talk about the heat here, and it's like, man, it's nothing compared to what we were doing when we were in Miami with you. So, you know, it was great to get those guys down there, get those guys in a different environment. And, you know, as you can tell, I feel like we haven't taken a step backwards.
Are you surprised at how popular that Hate Petty song has become? You find yourself, like, humming it sometimes. We always sing it in the sports office. Super catchy.
Man, every time my mom sees me, she says, "Hey Teddy, hey Teddy." Well, every time one of my family members see me, well, that's the first thing they say. And but no one can sing it like Obadiah, you know. So you know, it was a great experience, and it is a catchy phrase.
What have you thought of the young backs in camp?
You know, all of those guys are doing a great job for us, and just, you know, doing what the coaching staff is asking of them, and you know. Right now, I feel like the guys are playing fast, and that's what's going to be big for us, just playing fast and react to what you see.
Going back to Treadwell a little bit, he's been staying after practices and working on his catching and his reaction time. Is that encouraging as a quarterback to see that in a young wide receiver?
Definitely. Whenever anyone is standing behind and, you know, putting in extra work, you know, that just shows that the game means something to them. You know, they want to be the best at what they're doing. And, you know, we have a bunch of guys who will stay behind their catch jugs. Some guys will run gashers and do different things to work on, you know, the little things that's going to make them a better football player. So it's exciting to see all the guys when you walk off the field and you can turn around and see a group of 15 guys, 20 guys stand behind and just, you know, working on the small things.
Having Charles Johnson back, how much has he elevated?
You know, Charles, Diggs, Cordero, all those guys, you know, they help elevate all those guys' game because each one of those guys do something different. And when you put the tape on, it's like, man, how'd you do that? And now, you know, Charles is telling Cordero how he did one thing. Now Cordero can implement that into his game or vice versa. So it's a group that challenges each other. They help each other. And, you know, they're going to be big for us this year.
Couple last ones for Teddy.
How long do you think it'll take the offensive line with all the changes there, both in personnel and coaching? How long do you think it'll take to kind of gel together?
You know, I've been pretty impressed from what I've been seeing. You know, I think the guys up front, they get the message that, you know, competition is going to make the team better. So, you know, I'm excited for that group. Like I said, they get to put the pass on this afternoon and, you know, get to quiet some of that noise, you know, some of the chatter that's been going on. And, you know, I can't wait to see those guys compete.
How's Matt looking? Zimmer spoke really well at him the other day.
If you heard it from Coach Zimmer, then, you know, he's obviously doing a good job. You know, I'm not here to, like I said, in the spring, I'm not here to judge players or anything like that. But if it's coming from the head coach, then it's obviously, you know, means something.
What do you think about the variety of things your tight ends can do? How's that helping?
Man, it helps a lot. You know, all those guys are unique players. You know, and there's something about all those guys that stands out. And it's a great group. You know, those guys have been working extremely hard and, you know, just trying to be detailed players, whether it's in the run game or the passing game. And those guys also want to understand what the quarterback is thinking. You know, you always hear the tight end is the quarterback's best friend. And we have a group of guys here who they think like quarterbacks. You know, they want to know, hey, why are you throwing this? And, you know, if you're not throwing this, then what's your second read and progression? And having those kind of players on your team is very helpful because, you know, you have a second pair of eyes on the field. And you come off the field on the sideline, get to talk to those guys and see what they saw.